is in Nashville. Middle Tennessee is under a heat advisory today. We do expect to get some rain overnight, though. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tonight, Nashville's Metro Council will consider finalizing new legislation to regulate data centers. A key environmental safeguard was stripped out earlier this month, which could have serious consequences for public health and the environment. But WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports a proposed amendment could change that.
In its current form, the legislation provides two loopholes for fossil fuels. It allows data centers to power up with on-site gas turbines or diesel generators, which could essentially serve as private power plants. That poses serious risk for Nashville's air quality. Just look to Memphis. Elon Musk's xAI facility has its own gas turbines that create more nitrogen oxide pollution than TVA's largest coal plant. Councilperson Clay Kapp introduced an ordinance to help prevent what's happening there in Nashville. His amendment sets up clear limits for fossil fuel use, allows unlimited renewables like solar, geothermal, and batteries, since they won't pollute the city, and creates incentives for companies that source half their power from renewables. Some folks say this legislation has been too rushed and the results could be sloppy. The Southern Alliance for Clean Energy last week urged city officials to only pass the proposed moratorium, like so many other cities in the nation, to allow time to strengthen the regulations. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
New recordings of staffers in Senator Marsha Blackburn's office reveal they were pressured to break the law. That's the latest from a News Channel 5 investigation into a Senate Ethics Committee probe last year, stemming from allegations that Blackburn's staff did campaign work using taxpayer dollars. Blackburn's office has said the matter was investigated and resolved with no misconduct found and no disciplinary action. However, the senator has declined to release correspondence between her office and the Ethics Committee. Now the news station has obtained a recording of a conversation between a senior Blackburn staffer and a junior worker in her office in the lead up to her 2024 reelection campaign. The junior staffer expressed concerns about crossing ethical lines, since Senate staff may volunteer for their boss's campaigns but must do it off the clock. The senior staffer advised him to start looking for a new job, saying, quote, "You're going to be asked to break the law on some level." They elaborated, saying, quote, "Basically, being a campaign worker and, you know, blowing off your real job." The source of the recordings is asked not to be identified for fear of retribution. The conversation also mentioned Blackburn campaign strategist Ward Baker, who was described as cruel and financially motivated to use Senate staffers rather than hire campaign workers. Blackburn's campaign manager did not answer specific questions about the investigation and told News Channel 5 that its reports were inaccurate. The station offered to correct any errors, but the campaign never responded. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.